This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we talk about traveling and a lead-footed governor. Few people that we know of have been to as many places in the world as our own roving reporter, Bob Hale. Well, Bob just got back from a long road trip and offers some observations.
This is Bob Hale hitting the road for Midwest Today Radio Edition, and I have been hitting the road, about 4,000 miles worth of hitting. From Chicago to Florida and back again, via the coastal waters of the Carolinas. A grand trip. And along the way, I made some observations about hitting the road and about my fellow travelers. Here are some thoughts. For example, the cell phone. Now, here we go again. I know that if you say something negative about cell phone use while driving, the free speech movement goes on the attack. Friends, unless you're wearing an earphone and a microphone, talking on the cell phone while driving is plain idiotic. I know there are emergencies and you will get calls from someone. But if you're driving and mom calls, tell mom that you'll call her at the first convenient pull-off and then hang up. I have seen drivers in the fast lane speeding up and slowing down while on the phone, totally oblivious to the traffic behind them or alongside of them. I've seen drivers holding the phone with the left hand, gesturing with the right, and driving with I have no idea how they're driving. Europe has the right idea. You want to use a cell phone, you pull over. That's it. No excuses. And their accident rate caused by cell phone use is next to nothing. Our rate climbs daily. And then I have to ask this. Why do more and more restrooms install those electric hand dryers with the little messages on them telling us that that electric hand dryer is cleaner than paper towels? Supposedly they keep the restroom cleaner, they save trees because no paper is being used, more sanitary. Folks, that's hogwash. First, those machines cost a ton of money to purchase, to install, to keep up. And when they go out, and you know they go out a lot, there's no way to dry your hands. They aren't cleaner than towels. Hands drip water on the floor. The button is covered with the germs of the previous user. Hand dryers take 30 to 60 seconds to do what a paper towel can do in less than 10 seconds. And from an ecological standpoint, no trees are being saved by using an electric dryer. The paper towels are made from recycled paper products. Now a word about those puzzles we call maps. Most maps, when opened, cannot be folded back the way they came to you. Personally, I have given up on all of them, and knowing that I'm going to rip the map as soon as I've used it once, I usually pick up three or four to have on the trip. Meanwhile, I have been searching for the map of maps, a map that one can read without using two pair of glasses or having to rummage around for or buy a magnifying glass. I found it. It's from Indiana. The Hoosiers have created the most readable map in America. It's extra large in size and typeface, so there are virtually no places that you cannot read. Well, it is time to hit the road again, so don't forget, turn on your lights when you drive, stay to the right unless passing, stay off the cell phone, and help stamp out electric hand dryers. For Midwest Today Radio Edition, I'm Bob Hale.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you again. Somebody else has been on the move lately. Have you heard about Iowa's governor for life, Terry Branstad? An SUV containing the state's chief executive was clocked exceeding 90 miles an hour. An agent for the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Larry Headland, spotted the speeding vehicle and, not knowing the governor was inside, called the Iowa Highway Patrol, which dispatched a state trooper to give chase. When it was discovered it was the governor's chauffeur who was speeding, no ticket was issued. Even though Branstad has made public safety on the highways an issue. 2 days after the incident, armed agents showed up at the home of the DCI agent, Mr. Headland, who had first reported the governor's speeding car, and took away his gun, badge, car, phone, and laptop, and later fired him for alleged insubordination. He has now filed a lawsuit claiming he was dismissed in retaliation for reporting Governor Branstad speeding and raising questions as to why the gov wasn't ticketed. The governor's opponent in the next election, Senator Jack Hatch, has released a hilarious TV ad depicting Terry Branstad as Smokey and the Bandit, and noting that no man is above the law. Don't forget to visit Midwest Today Magazine online at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.